Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
We can't hear Glenn.
Glenn's gone again.
What is the deal? Well, howdy, y'all. I am not Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Ocala, Florida. I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 6, 2012, episode 375, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Good morning. I'll play it. I can do it.
Okay, go.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around. Going to the barn, my trouble just away. My best friend and I settle up and get away. This is what makes a horse lover's heart bound. Horsing around.
Well, can you hear me now, Jamie?
Oh, my God, you're calling from your cell phone? What is going on with the... Is this just how it's going to be when you're living in the backwards world of Florida?
I don't know. It does appear that this might be our issue today. You know, we wanted to apologize to everybody yesterday. I think that actually Blog Talk was having issues yesterday. We worked with them on that. But I think today it might be our internet. I might be placing a call to our internet company going, okay, what's going on? Why is our internet not working well? So we might have to find out about that. But anyway, I'll be on the cell phone till we can try and get that figured out. Hopefully, we won't have the same issues we had yesterday where nobody could hear anything at all after about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that would be better. I do think, Glenn, that you should go use Jennifer's microphone because Jennifer, as females on the show here, we got our stuff together. I don't know what's going on with you, but you need to go use her mic because your phone sucks.
Let me give this a try and see if I am back online. Hold on one second here. Talk amongst yourself.
So
wish everybody happy Easter.
I know. You know, I talked last week. I didn't realize that Easter was this Sunday. I really need to start going to church. I thought it was last Sunday because of the whole chicken thing and the chicken coming back to life last Sunday. I'm like, oh, it's an Easter miracle. And I thought... that I totally missed Easter until yesterday. Our next door neighbors, bless their hearts, with their three children, two that are 3 years old and one that is six, invited us to an Easter egg hunt at Sunday afternoon. So I don't know if we're going to go, but it was really sweet to be invited. Would it be bad of me to like go knock some children down to find some eggs? Be like, that one's mine. Get out of the way. I could see myself doing that. Jennifer, have you been on an Easter egg hunt as an adult?
As an adult? No, I cannot say that I have been on an Easter egg hunt as an adult.
Okay, just checking because I was just hoping that I would, if I do go to this Easter egg hunt, I would try to contain myself. But I get competitive. And I'm like... you know, it wouldn't be a good idea for me to come to your egg hunt. And they're like, why? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to knock over any kids. Glenn, are you back with us?
I'm back on the cell. Sorry about that. It doesn't appear that I am having to reboot everything at my end here. To welcome to moving. to a new place and trying to figure it all out. But we'll get it figured out. Anyway, I'll stay on the cell for a minute because Jennifer's not going to be able to connect and do her job from my computer either. So I'll just stay on the cell for a minute here.
All right. Well, Jennifer, why don't you I know we have a busy show because yesterday's show we're cramming into today's show along with today's show. So tell us what is on today's show and we'll get to our daily Winnie again.
Oh. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Jamie and perhaps Glenn do their darndest to cram 2 days' worth of fun into today's show by jumping from the gate with JoJo's Socks founder Joanna Goodwin and her quest to be the next great thing on QVC. That's going to be an interesting story. Next up, our favorite chef to dressage coach, Reese Kofler-Stanfield, is here with another fantastic recipe. And once again, we finish the week with a freestyle frolic through the interweb classifieds with really bad ads. So stay tuned, folks. It's going to be an interesting show.
You know it's going to be good when the first ad that we are going to read is about a duck, okay? They don't all have to be horse-related. The first one is about a duck, so we'll see how that goes. All right, Daily Winnie's. Glenn, can you play it or you want me to do it?
No, I can't. You're going to have to do all the sound today. You're in charge. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to the one I tried to do yesterday, Shauna Kroll, who is our standardbred racer, and she has this tremendous horse named Wildfire, who won again. This horse just keeps on winning and winning and set a new record. This horse set a new personal record of 155.1, and Shauna says she was wonderful, what a mare. And Shauna, I imagine that you're happy with this horse because she keeps winning. It's a girl, right? Wasn't it a girl?
Yes, Wildfire is a mare.
Well, and she keeps winning lots of money with this girl, so I imagine she's very happy. Congratulations, Shauna.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Shauna. Now, I would like to tell you, Glenn, that Chad and I did go to our little Korean restaurant last night and watch some standardbred racing, and I was telling him about Wildfire, and he still is convinced that they are slowing those horses down when they lean back. It looks like they're cheating. It's like one is in first place, and then they go and they lay down. And I did notice that not every driver, like Shauna was telling us, the new style of driver is to really lay back when you're going down the stretch. I don't know if it's like a wind resistance thing, but then that some of them didn't do that. But I swear the ones that are laying down back there, they are pulling back. They are slowing their horses down. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Okay, the next Daily Winnie, please. No, it's not playing for me.
That's
there we go.
Yeah.
Well, the next Daily Winnie is something I saw on Eventing Nation, and oh my God, I'm so excited. I have got to go to England to see this. There is a new play, a new horse play, and it is none other than the very popular Anna Sewell novel, Black Beauty, has been adapted for the stage. Woohoo!
No.
Yes, they have a theatrical performance now of Black Beauty. It is an open-air theatrical production, which means, I guess, that it's outside because we are going to post the video on Facebook and let you know that this is the new Black Beauty play, not quite as impressive as War Horse's technology. I would love for you guys to go on and look this video and just kind of comment on what you think. I think it's amazing. I think it's beautiful. It's got like technology and historical backdrops, and it's going to do the book justice, they say.
Can you hear the music?
Yes. 27-day tour through Britain.
Right now it's just people walking up to a stage. I cannot believe they made Black Beauty into a... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's great. Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
What?
The horse people, they're that's disturbing. Oh, they have these people that are wearing these black outfits that have this sort of wireframe horse head attached to the front of their head, but you can see their faces behind it. It's very disturbing.
that's how they can present their engaging experience, Glenn, that embodies the personality of the equine character that they play.
As if the book wasn't bad enough, this is disgusting. I couldn't watch the whole thing.
It's not disgusting, but I do think it's funny that the guy that's playing Black Beauty obviously is wearing all black, and the girl that's playing Ginger, of course, the chestnut mare, is wearing, like, super fire engine red. And
yeah.
Then the guy that's playing Napoleon is wearing white because he's a little white pony. So I don't think it's disgusting at all. I think it's beautiful. And if you can tell, I have been reading the Eventing Nation writing about it, allowing performers to both express emotion and embody the personality of the equine character that they play. I would like this to go on tour here in the United States. I would go. You would, too. I'd make you go.
No, I wouldn't. I could not stand it. I hate the fact that these horse heads, you can see through to the human face. Why'd they do that? So the human could see where he's going, probably. But
I don't know, but it's kind of bizarre because it kind of bobbles up and down. it's like you know when you talk about having a, when you ride your horse.
I think now we just lost Jamie. This is really not going well here this week. We're going to have to try and figure out what these problems are. Are you there, Jennifer? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Glenn. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like we're totally jinxed this week.
I have another comment about Black Beauty.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I feel like those characters all need a little bit of fly spray on their faces because they're shaking their heads around trying to get the bugs off.
Good point. I'm back. I can hear you now. Watch what you say. Be it nice. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way. It's certainly not the technology or money that went into Warhorse, the play, but, you know, they got to start somewhere. Maybe they're in the process of building better horses.
Yeah, well, let's hope, because it's rather disturbing.
It's awesome.
Well, with Jennifer, we have a lot. Did we ever do what's coming up today? I may not have heard that part.
We did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I wish I knew. So we have.
Hey, hold on. Yesterday, I was doing a news story where I was going to give everybody the total sleeper pick for the Wood Memorial because I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. I've got a pick for the Wood Memorial. If this horse comes in first or second in the Wood Memorial, which of course is the race that Secretariat unfortunately lost before the Kentucky Derby Triple Crown winning, apparently, as I was about to say the name of the lock, we went off the air. So to those people who are waiting, Susan Nelson particularly posted about it on Facebook. Who's a lock? So this is not, it's not really a lock. It's just somebody to watch for the Kentucky Derby. The winner of the recent winner of the, I think it was the Gotham, maybe. I can't remember which race he won. But the horse's name is Street Life. So I want you guys to watch out for a horse named Street Life. The Wood Memorial is one of the four graded stakes on the Aqueduct program. It is this Saturday. Post time is 5:15 p.m. Eastern, and Street Life is going to take it. And if Street Life takes it, Street Life is going to the Derby, and he will definitely be my pick. Again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So
this is going to be our official pick for the show. We haven't done one yet. We're late.
You know what? And I got to tell you why. Because, first of all, Union Rags is still the book derby favorite in Las Vegas. Apparently, according to the Win Las Vegas, Union Rags is 7-2, the favorite, even though he lost the Florida Derby last weekend. Now, Hanson and Creative Cause are next at 10-1. And that's the weird thing is it is so wide open. There is no, like, Uncle Mo's going to take it, you know, this year. Alpha is next on the win list at 14-1. Take Charge Indy is 15-1. Also on the list, Gemologist, El Padrino, Secret Circle. But we've got some major prep races this weekend. We've got the Wood Memorial. the Santa Anita Derby, and coming up at Keeneland is the Bluegrass Stakes. And those are three very big Derby prep races. So we'll have to kind of see what happens with all the winners of that and see how the odds kind of shift. Because even though Union Rags is the 7-2 favorite, he did lose this past weekend. I still love the horse, love Michael Mass as the trainer. But just so you know, that's kind of why it's wide open, Glenn. It's wide open for everybody, not just us. But
okay,
I
good,
would like
good.
To say that my pick is going to be Street Life.
All right.
I got a hot tip.
We'll see. We'll watch that. We'll talk to you about that on Monday. And you had a couple of other racing stories here, too.
I did. You know, really cool. This is a really good story, actually. It's a guy named Joe, I think it's Joe Talamo. He is 22 years old. 22 years old. Okay. He dropped out of high school with his parents' support to ride racehorses in 10th grade. He, you know, that doesn't seem like a good idea. When you think ahead or look back at your past, dropping out of school in 10th grade to go ride racehorses and live on the track, not the kind of lifestyle that you would want for your children. Well, he's from Louisiana. His parents were very supportive. They said, go ahead and go. Well, at the age of 22, Joe Talamo just reached his 1,000th career victory this past weekend at Santa Anita. Apparently, most of his victories have come at Santa Anita. He says he likes the weather. That's why he stays there. It's beautiful all the time. He won on a horse named Splendid Fortune, a Bob Baffert horse. So the guy is riding for, like, the top trainers in the entire country. And he ran this past weekend, and his quote, after he won his 1,000th career win at the age of 22, that was fun. It's nice to get it out of the way early, said Talamo.
He was part of that jockey show that was on a couple of years ago, and he was only like 18 or 19 then. And he was getting races, but he didn't have it easy there. He had a tough time finding trainers that would run him, you know. That's a pretty cutthroat business, and you really have to work your way up. And he really did have a tough time.
No kidding. He was having – I didn't know that. That's amazing. That's interesting because, like, in 2009, he won the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct with I Want Revenge, which we heard of. And then 2010, he won the Santa Anita Derby on Sydney's Candy. So he's ridden some really big top horses. You're right here. It says Talamo was one of the jockeys featured in Animal Planet's reality series Jockeys. Interesting.
Yep.
Well, he's doing pretty well now.
Yeah, along with Mike Swift and Chantel Sutherland and all those were part of that too. You know, and then I don't know if you mentioned this yesterday, but I was really happy to see about Baffert being back.
I know. Bob Baffert has made a recovery. He's back to work with three for the Santa Anita Derby this weekend. You know, of course, he had the heart attack in Dubai. And so he is back from Dubai. He strolled into Santa Anita on Wednesday morning and said he feels like $100. I would rather feel like more than that after a heart attack in Dubai. I would like to feel like $1,000, nay, $1,000,000. But he feels like $100.
Yeah.
So, which doesn't sound like a lot compared to the Santa Anita Derby, which is a grade one $750,000 race, which
right.
He has three horses running in this weekend. So, my God, talk about another heart attack. You've got three, but it's Bob Baffert. He probably doesn't care. It's like no big deal to him. Oh, I got three horses in the Santa Anita Derby, $750,000. Whatever. I'm not going to have a heart attack about it.
Well, we're glad he's back and wish him well. Now, we have a couple callers on the line, so let's take them, Jamie, if we could. Let's take Alan and Tammy first from the Western Radio Show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
It's not breakfast yet.
Too early for breakfast.
Yeah, way too early.
We have a congratulations to give to them, Jamie. It's congratulations time for you guys. 100th episode over there at the Western Radio Show.
Fireworks, smoke, bells, whistle.
Well, we can't do there, but that. But how about this? We'll give you this.
Oh, look at that, Ellen. How come we can't do that?
All right. Sound like they was doing the wave. Did Jamie get up and wave her hands and stuff like that?
I did for Tammy. Congratulations, Tammy.
Oh, I heard Ellen beat you in the quiz, Jamie.
Yeah.
Who on earth have you been listening to? Why don't you go back and listen to that show and see how it really played out?
They reviewed the tape and the way it is. Yeah, because there was one question that I did not get credit for that they turned around and I did get credit for, because on the small intestine, the average size of a small intestine is from 50 to 70 feet. You said 70. You got the question. I said 50. They took it from me, but now they've reinstated it, and I beat you by 1 point.
Hey, Alan, who exactly is they?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Me? I'm the protest committee.
Yeah.
Hey, Tammy, did you listen to the episode?
No, I just listened to Ellen's.
Exactly. Exactly. The episode went much like this with Glenn. You know, you'd think he'd be loyal to me because I'm on his show. No, whatever. He's all, Alan, what is your favorite color of horse? Jamie, what is the ocular degeneration of an Appaloosa at the age of 15 years old? I'm like, it's ridiculous.
Ellen, what is your favorite color horse?
I want to know where she ever heard the term ocular degeneration, because that's all she ever said. I think
stuck with her.
We've got to put that question in for her next time.
It was a question. Listen, it was a good challenge. I was impressed with Alan's knowledge of, you know, random horse facts. So it was good. I did win, Tammy, and you can go back and listen to it and
whoa.
Judge yourself. Oh, sorry.
After further review, the call has been switched, or whatever they say on the NFL, you know. It's been reversed. I won. 1 point.
Revised, isn't that, Ellen?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's funny, yeah. I don't remember doing that, and I was the judge that day, but I remember it being a tie. I think I had to play a little bit of some games to make it a tie by the end of the show. But everybody can go back and check the westernradioshow.com, and they'll find that episode. But congratulations, guys, on 100 episodes. Alan was there from the beginning, and then Tammy came in a little bit later. But, Tammy, it probably feels like you've been around 100 episodes.
No comment. Next question.
What is the ocular degeneration of an Appaloosa?
Spell it. Put it
right.
In a sentence.
Yeah. For sure.
Thanks,
no, it's
guys.
Been fun, Glenn. It really has.
We appreciate you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, and long live Gophers.
Bye, guys. Congratulations.
Bye, guys.
Here's to 100 more.
Bye. Is it too early to start drinking? After our week of technology, I think we should start drinking, actually.
You're not drinking yet?
Let's go to our next caller here, who actually is a friend of ours from 3 years ago now. We met at, I think, Ada. We met her, and I don't know if you remember, Joanna from JoJo Socks. Remember that company, JoJo Socks, has all the neat, cool horse socks?
Yes, absolutely. I wear some under my boots when I compete.
Well, I'm trying to get her on. I don't know, if Jennifer, if you can take her off the hold. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yay! Good. Well,
we're so
glad that you could be here with us today. Sorry about yesterday, but hopefully things are working a little better today. I got to congratulate you. You decided, heck, I want to make some socks for horse people. And now, look, you've got this company, and you'll have to tell everybody what's going on.
Okay. Well, we just started Lesson 3 years ago, and I don't know. I find that if you ask, for opportunities, so many people say yes. And now I've been licensed to do socks for Rolex. But our big news is we are on a contest hosted by QVC this week. So that is huge. And we need votes because, you know, we have all these great designs of socks. Well, I don't know how it happened, but unfortunately for the contest for voting, they picked a really bad picture.
Oh, no.
They picked a picture that is a sock. had a boot that only shows a tiny piece of it, not the zebra ones and the leopard ones and all the horse pattern ones. It's like when I saw that, my heart sank, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to call Glenn, or I'm going to email Glenn because we need votes. So it's real easy to vote. You just go to the JoJo Sox, JoJoSox Facebook page, and follow the link, and then vote for the fifth. There are five products being voted on this week, and we're the fifth one. They also gave us the last place on the page, but that's okay because it's time for a horse product to be on a national program.
Can I mention something that I just want to bring up here? I have to be honest. I didn't even know QVC was still on the air.
What? They are.
I can't tell you the last time I've watched QVC. We actually went and toured the studios in Pennsylvania several years ago. And are they still selling as much stuff? I mean, if you got on QVC years ago, you sold bazillions of things.
Yes. Still happens.
Yeah. Glenn, seriously. The problem is that I really don't get many channels on TV, so most of the ones I do get are the sales channels, and they'll trick you. They'll be like, oh, we have an expert here. You know, when you see, like, the title and description, it'll be, yeah, here's how to save money in 30 days or less, and so I'll click on it. You know, I'm like, it's QVC, and they're showing you how to, like, buy a book to invest. And they get me every time. Every time. And my husband is the one who buys everything off, like, the television. So,
oh, really?
I am excited for – oh, he is the worst. We have a Bowflex. We have a Shark Steam handheld steamer. We have – oh, my God, ridiculous stuff. There's one other thing we have that he buys. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm telling you, Glenn, it is a big deal to get on QVC. I am super excited for you guys. So we will definitely put your link up there and go
just
vote.
Voting.
You just voted?
Yes, I just voted.
Oh, good. And you know what I found? You can only vote once per computer, but you can vote on as many computers, iPads, smartphones as you can get your hands on. So I went to the public library. I thought, well, shoot, they put a bad picture up. So I'm going to go to the public library, and I had to explain why I was going from computer to computer to computer. Because if they'd put the cute socks up there, you know, in a good picture, I wouldn't have worried. But I thought,
I don't care, Joanna, because you don't have any competition anyway. Look what you're up against. You're up against a 2-in-1 bag purse with matching flip flops. Now, the only place I would see that happening is here in Florida. But then again, look at the age demographic. It might happen here in Florida. Something called Eco Armor, set of 2.5-ounce shaving foam and body wash. How many shaving foams and body washes are there already? Forget that. Throw that out. And then there's this window-safe locking device. I have no idea what that is, and who cares? And then there's this buzz brush set of 6 keyboard brushes and LCD screen cleaners. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We need horsey socks.
We need horsey products. You know, they play all the other sports on TV. We equestrians need some visibility on TV, so I was thrilled that they chose my product, but we need votes. So,
don't vote, people.
How do we find you on Facebook?
You just search for JoJoSox. Just search for JoJo Socks.
All one word?
Well, my daughter runs.
Search for Just search for JoJoSox, all one word.
Okay, that's a difference. JoJo Socks, SOCKS, will take you to a sock puppet.
No, SOX.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Got
it. Don't spell it correctly. And it'll take you right there.
And also, you can search for QVC sprouts, like
correct.
Like little tiny plants. QVC
like
sprouts.
Sprouts.
Yeah, if you search for that in Google, you'll come to their page where they have it on here. It's so exciting that you got, because there are hundreds of companies always trying to get into QVC, that you were picked as one of five. That's pretty incredible.
Oh, we were thrilled. My daughter, who does all the marketing, said, well, I applied for this thing, but, you know, don't get your hopes up. And I forgot about it. And then when she called and said, Mom, we were picked, I thought, oh, my. So we are very excited, and this could be huge to put us on the map and to get a horse product out there. So you can wear them. You can also wear them with anything, you know, regular boots. They're great with skinny jeans. But we need all that, the horse community voting, or that poor picture that they put up may not, you know, get as many votes as what our, go to the website and
we'll
see all our fun stuff.
We'll try. Everybody, and you have to vote today. Friday's the last day. And Jamie, you said you wear, I know Jennifer wears them. You wear them too, JoJo socks.
Well, they're just perfect because I like to have a little bit of flair under my boot when I'm competing. You know, dressage for an eventer can be kind of the boring part. And so I like to liven it up with a pair of JoJo socks. And I get like I was just looking online at the JoJo socks, and I'm really thinking that I need some of the animal print, like the tiger print ones. That looks pretty good. And the skull and crossbones. Any of those.
Yeah, we kind of go way out with color and design, and you just named the two most popular ones. And me being the age that I am, when Jessica said we need to do, my 26-year-old said, okay, we need to do skull and crossbones. She's a lawyer, but she is actually working for my company because she thinks it's much more fun, and she does all the design. And she said, we have to do skull and crossbones. And I said, no, I do not like that. And she said, Mom, if we only did what you like, do you realize what our target audience would be? And I said, okay, never mind. But say no more.
Tall black socks. There you go. No, I love her design and her flair. And I did see that if you go to QVC, to your Facebook page, and you vote, there's a coupon code. I'm not going to give it out on the air. You have to you have to go to the JoJo Socks page, JoJOSOX on Facebook. You can click to vote, and there is a coupon code for 40% off. 40% off. That's ridiculous.
There is.
So,
that's almost half off. So big savings today.
Today and today only. Please go check it out, and then you guys can have fun socks too. Because everybody always laughs, like they're like, "What do you have under your boot now?" So it's kind of, you gotta have some flair, you know.
And, you know, Joanna, you and I have been talking about for a year doing some Horse Radio Network socks with our cute little microphone logo guy.
Would love it. Those would be fabulous.
We just have never gotten together. We need to do that. We just need to do that. And then Jamie could be wearing our very own Horse Radio Network socks.
Absolutely. And I love your logo. It's the best. So it would make such a cute sock. We would love to do that for you.
Couldn't you see our little logo all over socks, Jamie, all over a pair of socks? It would be cute.
I think that we would like it. I don't know how well they'd sell, but it's okay. I'd buy a couple.
I think they'd sell very well. We'd put them on our website, and I think they would sell very well.
All right, we got to get that done. We just have to do that, Joanna, after all this time. You're going to be at Rolex again? Do you want to stand at Rolex again?
Yes, I'm going to be at Rolex in the official merchandising tent because I've been licensed to do the logo socks for Rolex, which is big for me. And they contracted me for several years. So I'm going to be hopefully a permanent fixture.
Well, good for you. I'll stop over and see you, and we'll see if we can get something going.
Yeah, because they're not just cute. They're performance socks. They fit better than, I'll say, any other sock in the world. They really do. They don't slide off your heel. They keep your feet dry. They're great.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Joanna, for stopping by, and good luck. And let me know on Monday if you made it.
Oh, I will. I will give a big shout out. I will surely let you know, and I so appreciate you doing this.
Okay, thanks, Joanna.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye
bye.
Well, there you go, JoJo Socks. You know, when we first met her, we just liked the name. And then we got some of her socks and bought some of her socks, and Jennifer just loved them, and that's how we got to know JoJo Socks over the last couple of years. And then you met her at one of the Adas, and you started wearing them, and we're just sold on JoJo Socks.
Well, they're just socks that, you know, when you wear socks and a boot, the boot slides around a little on the bottom, and, you know, you get those holes in the bottom of your socks, like right under where the ball of your feet are. And I haven't had holes in my socks from my JoJo socks yet, so I recommend them. You know, I like a little bit of flair. So, but you know, a lot of people do make fun of me as well. So I don't know if I think we should spread the flair. It needs to be more of a popular thing.
I agree. Well, now we'll be having Reese coming up here in just a minute with our monthly Cooking with Reese segment, and I know that she, you know, for a dressage girl, a Grand Prix dressage girl, she dresses with some flair, too. But we're going to get to that right after we talk about our title sponsor today, Kentucky Performance Products. At Kentucky Performance Products, quality assurance is a key ingredient found in every product they sell. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities. Their ingredients are sourced from highly reputable suppliers, and their formulas are fixed to ensure consistency in each bucket. So what does the promise of quality assurance mean to you and your horse? It means you can trust that when you purchase a supplement from Kentucky Performance Products, you will see the results that you expect and the quality that you can count on. They guarantee it. Kentucky Performance Products, helping you keep your horses healthy, sound, and competitive. Visit them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
And thanks to KPP, Kentucky Performance Products, for sponsoring today's show. They sponsor Fridays, and usually it's a little ridiculous on Fridays around here. And, you know, with our next guest, I can't dispute that fact, because we've got Reese Poplar Stanfield here, MapleCrestFarm.com. It's our segment called, you know, we get a Grand Prix dressage rider on here, we talk about food. That's what we like to do. That's our Cooking with Reese segment. Hello, Reese. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Well, we're doing fantastic. We're still on the air. Had some technical problems yesterday, so we are just thrilled to be here, really.
Excellent. I can imagine. That's always what happens. We miss Glenn and Jennifer here in Kentucky, but that is always what happens. Isn't it true when you move? I just hate
That's
moving.
That's true. Yeah,
I just hate it. There's just nothing fun about moving.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that they're not down the street from you anymore. That's kind of sucks.
It does stink. I'm not happy. We love it when they, you know, they're here. But the good thing about Lexington is that eventually everybody sort of makes it here at some point in the year. So it's really fun that every, you know, for Rolex or for Young Riders, or you know, there's always something going on up here. So we can't wait to see them when they come back for sure.
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of weeks here for Rolex. Jamie and I will both be there, so we'll both see you for sure.
Well, Jamie, you know what? The invitation stands. Last year I had Glenn and Jennifer after Rolex, so we have to get Miss Jamie out here for sure.
Well, I think my flight takes off a little bit later this time, so if I can walk by Sunday, because what happens is cross-country day wears you out, because you end up walking 27 miles on cross-country day, and I was in no condition to ride a horse.
We need to get you on Sammy, for sure.
That sounds good. Sounds good, girl. The recipe today looks amazing, and I cannot, for just to back up, I cannot wait to see it, Rolex. It's always a lot of fun running around with you. But tell us a little bit about the chicken and orzo recipe. I'm sure Glenn is going, what is orzo?
That's exactly what I said.
Really? Orzo is a pasta, and it's not quite the size of rice, but it's similar to the size of rice. It's great and really good in salads, or, you know, if you ever want a salad to, you know, pack, it holds really well. It's a great little pasta. It's fun. And actually, this recipe is from my mom. Mama Kay has been dying to get a recipe in on the radio show. And anybody who knows Mama Kay, Mama Kay is famous. You know, my sister and I both have been long-listed. So, and my mom is a wonderful, wonderful horsewoman who has taught me so very much. But actually, in our family, we had the barn. We grew up in the barn, and we had a farm. And it was always that we would come in. The barn had to, we just finished at 7, and then we all had dinner at 7:30 when my dad got home. So my mom was actually really influential with my sister and I both cooking, because we would come in and we would also sort of sit on the counter for that half an hour and, you know, chat and learn about cooking. So she taught me not only to be a wonderful horsewoman, but she taught my sister and I how to cook. So I'm very, I'm trying to get my niece and nephew, you know, I try to always cook something when they're here. The cupcake episode was, I think I'm still cleaning up from cupcakes and my niece, but it was great fun. So we had this recipe this week. We actually, here at Maplecrest, we had a clinic with Conrad Schumacher this week. So we've been extremely busy, but it's always so fun to have a clinic and everybody work together and work hard. So we actually had this recipe this week, and I pulled it in.
Let's hear it. I'm excited.
Okay.
It sounds good,
okay.
And it sounds like something I'm going to have to cook today. So
yeah,
go ahead.
I think you would like this, Jamie. You could easily make this. I always try to get something that could be easily vegetarian if you want it, or you could just cook the chicken separately. So you're going to start with 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 1 small onion, finely chopped, and you want to either finely chop it or grate it, so it's really tiny. You don't want any, huge chunks of onion in this one. 2 cloves of garlic, peeled and minced. 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, or fresh thyme stripped off the leaves. I would prefer fresh thyme if you have it. We had such a warm winter here in Kentucky this year. My thyme is still alive, actually. So I have fresh thyme still in my garden. So I'm not sure it's supposed to be there, but it's still there. So, and then you have 2 14-ounce cans of chicken broth. And, again, always go low sodium with that so you can kind of control how much salt you put in your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
1 pound of chicken tenders or boneless chicken breast diced. Now, I would pound the chicken a little bit. If you get a really thick chicken breast, I think your chicken, we didn't do that this week, and that would be something that I would kind of add to this recipe, is go ahead and pound your chicken or get something a little bit thinner. We did chicken breast, and it was just a little thick. 2 cups of orzo pasta, 1/2 cup of grated Romano or Parmesan cheese, and ground pepper to taste. So it's really pretty easy. In a deep skillet, that being an important part of this recipe, because you're going to put everything in one pot. You're going to heat the olive oil over medium heat. Add the onions and garlic and cook for 2 minutes, or just until they're soft. You can, if you like them a little, just kind of to your taste there. You're going to add the thyme and the broth and bring it to a boil. You're going to mix in the orzo and chicken and stir. You're going to reduce the heat and simmer and cover it. And you're going to cook until the liquid is absorbed in the pasta, about 20 minutes. Add a small amount of water to orzo if necessary to complete the cooking process. Mm-hmm. So, it may take you a little while to do that. You're going to stir in the cheese and black pepper and serve immediately. And my mom actually served it over spinach, so the spinach kind of became part of the recipe. And that was really, I was very impressed with that. That was really delicious. And you can bring some warm, crusty bread if you'd like. And it is a great, great meal. It's really fast. Looks really fancy. But it was a great one. We had it as a dinner party recipe. And it was fabulous.
I have a question.
Yes.
So it says that you have the chicken tenders or boneless chicken breasts. Now, it does say to add them to the orzo and all that. Now, is the chicken cooked ahead of time?
No, it actually cooks all together in one pot. You just put it all in there, and it'll all cook together. That's
gotcha.
Why you want to make sure your chicken spin. If you get a real thick chicken breast, that could become a problem. But you always check your chicken, make sure it's done. But, you just throw it all in there. Isn't that fabulous? And
yeah,
that
looks like
you're
getting all dried out and everything, so yeah, you put it all in there together.
Got it.
Well, I might not eat it, but I do have to cook it, so this is good education for me.
But you could leave the chicken out, honestly, and you could cook the chicken separately. Just stick it in another pot. You could just saute your chicken, and then you can have you could eat it, and it would be great.
This is one of those meals, Glenn, that
and I've done this to Chad a couple times, and it worked with the fake ground beef in the lasagna. He was like, this is the best lasagna you've ever made because it was fake ground beef. I could put that fake chicken breast and chop it up and put it in
the tofu stuff?
Ooh.
Yes.
The only one that eats tofu. I think tofu is only eaten by vegetarians. Who anybody that is not a vegetarian cannot eat tofu. It's just like a thing.
I can eat tofu in certain things, but no, I'm going to go stick with the chicken in this one. Like, they have fake chicken? Really?
Morningstar Farms has fake chicken breasts, and I have not found a way to cook them that makes them delicious. So maybe this will be the one recipe that might actually get it.
Tell Chad, I had nothing to do with that process. Tell Chad, it was not me. It was not me. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I want to know if you try it, how it goes. But, wow.
Poor Chad.
Yeah, I know that's what we want to talk about on the morning show. I think everybody's, crazy now.
Hey, right. I gotta tell you, this recipe looks so easy to make, and you could add carrots in here. You could you could add anything you wanted to in here.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's so easy because it's a one pot meal. So you just look absolutely fabulous. It's really pretty on the plate. And like I said, my mom put it over spinach, and she looked like a rock star. And it was so great. So that's why I immediately said, I need this for Friday. This is a great recipe. And of course, when you have a clinic and you have a lot of people, it's always it's just hectic, and that dinner time is everyone's hungry, and probably has had some wine and cheese and needs something to actually eat. So it was a great recipe. I was like, I'm gonna keep that one.
I don't think I've ever had orzo. I have to try that. Something I don't think I've ever had.
Oh, you would like it. And you can put it, it's a great pasta add if you want to pack something, like for Rolex, if you wanted to pack a Greek salad or something. It holds up really well to that. It's a great little pasta. Like I said, it's a little bit bigger than rice.
You keep bringing me new stuff here, Reese. I learned about Nutella right before Christmas you. And speaking of which, we talked about last week or the week before on the show, we talked about an ad I saw for something that I hadn't tried yet. And I'm going to try it for the first time in the air right now because you seem to be the one motivating me. It's chocolate cream cheese, chocolate Philadelphia cream cheese. Have you ever had it?
No, but you know what? I like anything with chocolate in it, so I guarantee
I have it right here in front of me. I have not tried it yet. I didn't have it at Kroger, so I had to get it when we moved to Florida here. And it's Philadelphia cream cheese. It's milk chocolate, and it looks the consistency of Nutella. And now we're going to have the official tasting to see.
Okay.
Now, Aubrey, who's listening right now, I know, posted on our Facebook page that she didn't think it was all that much. So I'm going to try it right now.
Okay,
you guys
have a drum roll?
Yeah, can you do a drum roll there,
James?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I like it. It's really good.
You like it? Oh, wow.
I just put it on a cracker.
Really?
It is. It tastes cream cheesy. It's real creamy like cream cheese. And it's kind of almost a little bit of a bitter chocolate. I really like it. It's good.
Well, you have it on a cracker. Shouldn't it be on bread or something?
How do you put this on anything? Oh, man. This is
really?
Good. Yeah, Jennifer, you have to come over. I'll pick you one.
I know. Now, better than Nutella?
It's creamier than Nutella. It's not as thick as Nutella.
Okay.
And it tastes like it's got that cream cheese sort of taste, but with chocolate in it. Aubrey, I think you're wrong. I like it.
Oh,
now,
wow.
There is no way that anything that you put in your mouth that has the word chocolate and cheese in it is going to be bad.
That's true.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I would absolutely, I have no problem with chocolate or cheese in any form, and that's sort of my problem on the weight loss situation. So,
cheese and chocolate. Bad.
Wow. Well, now I can't get it. You said you can't get it at Kroger, so what am I going to do? I'm going to have to search.
I know.
Lexington.
They might have it at, Walmart or something.
Yeah. I'm going to have to search this out.
This is going to – let me see the calories on this baby.
Don't look. It's Friday. It's Friday. Straight before Easter. It's Friday. You can't.
I think you'd like this.
Again, it's got chocolate and cheese in the title. I'm going to like it.
Not.
Very good. Well, thank you, Reese, for joining us again. We have posted your recipe on our Facebook page, so if anybody wants to find it, it's right up there. And this looks good. I think we're going to give it a try.
Oh, I love it. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful year, and I look forward to talking with you guys soon and seeing you all at Rolex.
Can't wait, girl.
Okay. Hard to see Rolex, talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Bye.
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 Hey, can you do the ad? I'm busy eating crackers with chocolate cream cheese.
You know, it's just like work, work, work around here.
I know, it's hard.
I want to thank Holland Horseback for being a sponsor yesterday, and we're going to go ahead and let you take over today, because Holland Horseback is bringing to the U.S. and Canada a full line of horse protection wear by Indra. Indra is a name well known by European riders for 25 years. They're the creator of high-quality horse boots, leg wraps, and back pads for the equine athlete. All Indra products are manufactured to the highest specifications with only the finest of materials to provide a sleek look, flexibility, protection, and support of your horse's leg and back. Excuse me. I want to tell you about what I used this past weekend at Galway Downs, Holland Horseback's Indra Cool Packs. Now, I put these on my horse, and my coach, who's going to be riding in Rolex in a couple weeks, was like, so I need a pair of ice boots. And I was like, suck it, these are mine. No, actually, I told her she could borrow them because you can reuse them. So what it is a quick and easy way to cool down your horse's legs after, like, cross-country course, after working in sand, after working anywhere that you think they need some ice. You know, it's never going to hurt. So it's applied like a wrap, and I think it is like a neoprene kind of thing. So if your horse has an allergy, you just have to be careful. It is secured with Velcro straps. And these cool packs are flexible, and you just stick them down in these little pockets, and you can wrap them and conform them to your horse's tendons. They're very pliable. They stay up against your horse's legs. The cool packs are made with Hypalon, and the interior material holding the cool packs is cotton. So it is easy for you. It's comfortable for your horse. It's Indra, a name well known by European horses and riders for 25 years, now available on this side of the ocean for the first time at hollandhorsetack.com.
Perfect timing. And I just finished my last chocolate cream cheese cracker. And now Jennifer has tried it. What do you think, Jennifer?
We're going to have to put a padlock on that.
I just ate a whole spoonful right out of this.
Okay,
maybe a timing block so that we can only open it so many times a week.
Does it, because I don't think that it could beat Nutella. What do you think? Is it beat Nutella?
I think it's kind of better than Nutella, only because it's creamier. It's not as thick.
Yeah. I think the problem is going to be this. Nutella is intense. It is just intense. So that if you eat too much of it, the mouthfeel gets to the point like, okay, I have to stop because it's just so sugary and intense and a little bit greasy.
That's what I like.
Yeah. This stuff is really, really smooth and creamy like soft serve ice cream. So you could get through the whole tub in no time flat.
Gross.
That's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
Yeah. That's just really unhealthy. That's not good. We don't recommend that. Please, nobody do that. Please
imagine
don't.
Leaving the top off the sweet feed bin, you know?
Well, I have a new song for you today. This is off of Templeton CD. You can post on Facebook if you know who did this one first. This is a cover that she did. If you don't know this one, you haven't lived. But she did a great job with it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Post on Facebook if you know who did this originally.
Now all you women know.
All right. Can I give my personal honest opinion?
Sure.
Okay. This may cause a bit of a problem. I don't know. Just to let you guys know, that was a great version of that song by Templeton Thompson that was originally done by the most overrated rock band of all time. And that's what I'm going to
say. Hey, wait a minute here.
Exactly. I knew I'd start something. The most overrated, unattractive rock band of all
time,
I might
add. I'll give you unattractive. There's not
overrated.
One member of that band that's good looking.
Overrated. But well done, Templeton Thompson. Fantastic job on that song from the God Awful Band. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. I think that the Beach Boys are the most overrated. I agree with Jennifer just posted that. I think the Beach Boys are right up there with overrated bands.
Who? The Beach Boys are not overrated because everybody thinks that the Beach Boys are lame. Nobody's like, oh, the Beach Boys are so cool. No, people say the Rolling Stones are cool, and they wear, like, the T-shirt with the tongue sticking out and everything like that. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it out loud on my own show. They suck. I hate the Rolling Stones. I think they're the most overrated band of all time.
But
and
did you
nobody
like,
overrated
did you like
the
her
Beach
cover,
Boys.
Or did you wish she hadn't done that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just makes me think of the Rolling Stones. So she did a good job with what she had to work with. How's that?
All right. All the hate mail can either be posted on our Facebook page or sent to Jamie
Bring
at HorseRadioNetwork.com.
Bring it on. I that's why I said, I came out and I said, can I be honest here? Because I knew I was going to get myself in trouble. Anyway, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. You can send any sort of message to Glenn at HorseRadioNetwork.com. And thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for being today's sponsor. Unless they're huge fans, they will never sponsor again. Unless they agree with me.
Horse Radio Network show highlights for today are two of them. The Equestrian Legends show, we didn't get a chance to talk about it because we were off the Equestrian Legends show episode 19 by Pessoa Saddles, sponsored by Pessoa Saddles, actually had show jumper Nelson Pessoa on. And, of course, Nelson Pessoa is one of the true legends in the world of show jumping. And Chris had him on, talked to him for about an hour about his life and everything that happened in his career. A fascinating man. So take a listen to the Equestrian Legends show. Also, Stable Scoop came out this morning, and it was the fourth annual Horse Wives episode. They always do a Horse Wives episode to follow up the Horse Husbands episode to retract everything that we said. And this year, they had was Jennifer and Helena were on, and they had special guest Sandy Lovato, Frankie Lovato's wife, was on, and she was a chuckle. It was a fun show to listen to. I didn't even get beat up too bad, just a little bit. And you can listen to it over on the Stable Scoop show. You can find them all at HorseRadioNetwork.com. And one other thing before we get to really bad ads, Jamie, Aubrey chipes in, ooh, no way does that stuff beat Nutella. It's all bitter and has a strange aftertaste. I'm not huge on cheese, though. Cheese is like the food of the gods. Cheese, I had to go for a year and a half on a special diet after I got sick, and I couldn't eat cheese. I couldn't eat bread. I couldn't eat a lot of different things. I couldn't eat sugar of any kind. Of all the things, sugar, chocolate, everything that I had to go without, cheese was the thing I missed the most. I just missed cheese. Love.
Well, you know, I'll just tell you that, you know, if everybody was the same, the world would be a very boring place. So celebrate your differences. But I'd like to point out that there is no freaking way in the world that chocolate cream cheese would go ahead of Nutella. Y'all are crazy. Sorry. In my opinion.
So you're agreeing with Aubrey then?
Oh, yeah. Aubrey's my sister from another mother, so we pretty much always agree. And I just wanted to let everybody know, hey, Susan Nelson posted on our page, but I just wanted to know, did she hear the hot tip for the Wood Memorial? Did you hear it? Because I let it go a little bit earlier. So just so you know, street life is the hot tip for this weekend, Wood Memorial. You might want to play them across the board. I wouldn't go straight for the win, but we'll see.
Well, I say we get the really bad ads before we have two. We've been having slight technological troubles today. I don't think the audience has noticed them much, but let's get through this before the show, you know, just totally erupts and we go off the air. So let's try to get through this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles, then the deal ain't square. He's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for really bad ads. We haven't done it in a couple of weeks, so we're back. And this week we have a terrific prize for you. This is from the company we talked about a couple of weeks ago called Equinite. Yes, they are the ones that make this incredible jewelry out of horse. What, Jamie?
It is out of horse hoofs.
Huh. Yeah, apparently horse hooves. And they make this incredible jewelry, and you can find it at Equinite.com. And what they're giving away is this pendant, this martingale pendant that they make. It's absolutely beautiful. It kind of looks like tiger eyes. It's worth $105 to the winner of Really Bad Ads today. So thank you, everybody, for sending it in, and thank you to Equinite for donating this prize. It's EQUINITE.com. Equinite.com. Check it out today. You can get your horse's hooves made into jewelry. And yes, it's not stinky and it's not as gross as it sounds. It's really cool.
I've got to bleach mine. I saved Jet's hoof trimmings from the last one, and I'm just trying to think, you know, yeah, I want to do it. I want to do it.
All right, give it a try. See what happens.
Okay. So I'm typing, so hold on here. I'm busy on Facebook right now. So as far as the really bad ads go, here we go. This is the one that I found, and, you know, it's about a duck. So it doesn't always have to be about horses. Here's the ad. I actually found this on Craigslist in the farm and garden section. Wanted duck. My girlfriend's duck passed away. I'm sorry. Let me start over because it's even better. My duck's girlfriend passed away. We are very upset, and so is our duck. So we are looking for a Peking female duck. Please let me know if you have one for sale, or Donald is looking for a home with other ducks. He keeps wanting to mate my one chicken. So we need to find him someone soon. Thank you very much. My duck's girlfriend passed away. We're very upset, and so is our duck. We're looking for a female. Let me know if you have one. Or Donald is breeding my chicken, so please take him.
What would that be?
It's a horny duck.
A chick-a-duck, a duck, duckin? It would be a duckin, but, you know, I don't know. Probably
don't
be a duckin.
I don't think
would
that works. No.
Oh, it'd be cute. It'd probably be cute. Well, that was a good find. Jamie, you always find the best ones there in Arizona. That says a lot for where you live, by the way.
How sad is that? How sad is that?
Brenda Dunn sent us in the horse trailer. 22... The most incredible part about this, and this was out of Canada, thank you to our Canadian friends for putting up crap on Craigslist too. This trailer, the most incredible part was, it's $2,250. And it's this wooden square box that it looks like homemade. It looks like something you would, I don't know what you'd haul in it. They say it's a wooden horse trailer, homemade, 12x7x7, tandem axle, swinging back door, in excellent condition. If you consider excellent condition an unpainted trailer that looks like it's made out of old barn boards from an old run-down shed, and it has for a roof one of those blue tarps that's tied down by string. That's your roof. It does look like it has active tires and maybe a hitch that works. It even has chains in the front.
I got to say what I found the most funny about this entire thing. Well, granted, they are selling this trailer that is old wood for $2,250. Maybe that's Canadian money. Maybe that's like $40 in American. I don't know. But what's really funny is that there is so much snow on the ground, and positioned directly to the right of the horse trailer, standing in the snow, clearly staring at the camera, is a turkey. It's staring at the camera. It's like, hey, this is my trailer. I'm trying to sell it. So we're going to post this picture on Facebook. Make sure, Jen, that you write down that the $22.50 is the price, and I do want to know, does it come with the turkey? Because that's a deal. That is
a deal. Post that one on Facebook. That's a good one.
Glenn, why don't you go ahead and do the next one, and I'll take the one after that.
All right, this was sent in by Jennifer, who sent this one in, and it says FS/trade 9-year-old Appaloosa gelding, and this is underlined. I'm not sure why. He does well with more experienced riders, but knows that I am lacking in confidence, and he puts me through the ringer. Everyone else that has rode him RODE did fine. He just needs someone who has more skill than I do. He's around 15 hands, 9 years old, double registered, APHC, and Colorado Ranger horse. There's another new one. We learn something new every day. Have you ever heard of a Colorado Ranger horse?
I cannot say that I have.
Is that what, you know, like the Texas Rangers, they have the Colorado Rangers and they ride their own special kind of horse?
I guess. I don't know.
Was told he was a cow horse when I purchased him, but not sure about that. He is very stocky and more of an old school appy. Would ideally like to trade for well-broke horse that can help build my confidence back up. Prefer a gelding, approximately the same height. I'm also willing to sell him, but again, would really prefer to trade him. So what she wants to do is trade her half-nuts horse for a purely sound, really good horse. That's what I'm reading
deal.
Here. Yeah, that sounds like something everybody would want to do. Just sign
very
up for that.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky. The next one, unfortunately, comes again from Arizona, and, you know, I just get myself in trouble when I start looking on Craigslist, but this one starts out really good. I think, well, let me just read it. Proven trail horse, $850. Sound, very easy thoroughbred gelding, 16-2, great to work around, no bad habits. Has been used on guided trail rides. Everyone from advanced to novice riders have rode Durango. I have hurt my back and have trouble getting on people who have never rode a horse. So I need to replace him with smaller horses. Let me read that sentence again. I have hurt my back and have trouble getting on people who have never rode a horse. I don't think you meant to write that. Have you ridden a horse? No. Then I cannot mount you. Pre-read, people. Proofread. I have heard
you
my
think
back.
They make human mounting blocks, by the way. Just say.
I have trouble getting on people who have never rode a horse. My brain even switched
like?
That. So it would be correct. But no, she has trouble getting on people who have never ridden a horse. The next one, blah, 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 the rest is must sell. And I do believe I looked at that because I was looking for a sound trail horse, but I couldn't get past that. So the next one, I put an advertisement for my farm on a website that you guys told me about called newhorse.com. And
yep, yep.
Apparently you can put a free listing on newhorse.com. And if you pay for the listing, they will send you specific email messages, but some people use just the shop around category, and that sends an email message to every single person that is listed in the entire city. I get emails, I've got to cancel this thing, because I get emails from people that are 2 hours away from me, and you think that it's for you, but it turns out that they've sent it to everybody in the entire thing, because I called one person, they were like, oh yeah, you're like the 20th person to call me. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah, I use the shop around. So anyway, so I get this one. This is over an hour away from me, so I did not respond. But this is somebody who has typed in that they are looking, they want me to give them riding lessons, or so I think, you know, but it turns out they just want everybody to give it. So this is from newhorse.com. Somebody actually sent this out to like 100 different barns. Here's the message. We live off Pinnacle Peak and 71st Ave in Peoria. I am looking for some riding lessons and maybe basic horse training. Where can I go on one-to-one training spelled wrong? I have my own horse and can travel with him if needful. My horse has been used as a trail horse. No, my horse has been used a trail horse, but my husband is taking him on a pioneer trek, which could be up to 10 hours a day. He is not in that kind of shape and needs to get conditioned. Your husband,
the horse,
or the
is a husband. I'm confused.
I know that my husband has not had much experience spelled wrong, with horses and needs the training as well. Please advise. Okay, so you got a fat horse and a fat husband that's going to be going on rides up to 10 hours a day.
Dang.
Your horse is out of shape, your husband is out of shape, and you want please advice. I'm going to advise you to not email me ever again. Please. And learn how to spell. There's so many things that are misspelled, and you sent this out to 100 people. Please stop. Okay, I'm canceling my new horse thing. It's ridiculous.
This
I got to get out of
after
that.
After the first day, this guy is not going to be able to walk for a month.
No. No. And the horse isn't going to be able to walk either. You got an out-of-shape horse, an out-of-shape husband doing a pioneer trick for 10 hours a day. Dear God, I wouldn't wish that on the fittest horse in the world. Carry some big guy 10 hours a day. Ridiculous. Okay, sorry. I was just venting. I know I added that in at the last minute, but I just couldn't believe that they... Yeah, go ahead.
Rachel sent in this one. Rachel Muff sent in this one. Pony Gelding, POA, for sale, $500. 13.2 hands, 12 years old. Kid spoiled, then kid lost interest. How many times does that happen? Beginners okay in enclosure or lead line. Average beginner out on trail, but would prefer to be helpful to have access to a small, experienced rider that will tie a knot in his attitude every now and then. I've never heard that expression. Tie a knot in his attitude every now and then. That's a good one. I like that. Tie a knot in his attitude. Bumped him over the head with a 2x4. This guy, I didn't say that. This guy was shown and will walk, trot, lope, or jump. Limited sight, but still very usable. But just must be kept up at night for his safety.
What?
Oh, put in the barn. I think she means put in the barn. I was like, you have to keep the horse awake all night for his safety? I couldn't figure that out. Here, wake up. You can't fall asleep tonight. Can't fall asleep because apparently you can't see anything. Serious inquiries only. Turning off computers, so must call. Turning off. I love that. Turning off the computer, so you have to call me. So we got a horse that's blind. That's not okay with beginners, despite what she says. She says beginners okay in enclosure or lead line, which means the horse runs away. The pony will just take off and run away with you. And he needs his attitude adjusted every once in a while. That is the perfect pony for any kid right there, $500. Go out and buy that one.
What a deal. What a deal.
Did you have a blind horse? Did you have to keep awake all night?
No, we did not keep him awake all night. He was pretty much, and I left him out too. I'm like, well, if you run into it, it's your fault. Yeah, and the fact that they're like, oh, you can jump him. Of course, he can't see anything, but good luck. I wonder why he's got an attitude. Probably because he's blind and you're running him into things. Sorry, go ahead. Next one.
Did you know there was just a study? That's funny because there was just a study out of Australia that has proven that, it was a study done through the help of Pony Club, it was proven that fat ponies misbehave more. So if you have a fat pony, he's going to misbehave more than an in-shape pony. That's not fat. Did you know that? So Frankie's little pony must be a bad little boy. Frankie.
I had no idea that, it makes sense. They're fat, they're spoiled, they're just like used to getting their own way. Yeah, you got to starve a pony every now and then just to keep them in line.
Do you think that applies to fat husbands, too? I'm just asking because,
you got to starve them to keep them in line.
Sienna sent this one in. Sienna Sparks, what a great name, Sienna Sparks, sent this one in, and it's a 1972 WW4 position stock trailer, $2,250. This is a four-horse stock trailer with a rubber stall mat, a.k.a. Wyoming moving van.
Ha-ha.
Uh-huh. Pull straight and all lights work. Most important thing about a trailer. Tires are in good shape and hold air. Don't have horses anymore, so get with me and let's make a deal. You know how every time we have somebody that wants to trade for something, what would you think that this guy with a Wyoming moving van, a.k.a. horse trailer for $2,250, wants to trade for, Jamie? Take a guess.
I cannot even imagine
what they're trading in Wyoming. Please go.
Firearms. This guy wants I will entertain any offer that includes firearms. So if you want to get rid of your old derelict car and a shotgun, he is interested. He might even take a semi-automatic or an automatic machine gun. Whatever goes in Wyoming, you can pretty much do whatever you want. Guns up there. So be my guest. Give this guy a call, and you can get yourself a sweet horse trailer that apparently WW4, I'm not sure what that means. WW4, is it a four-wheel drive horse trailer, you think?
That's a fancy brand, I'm sure. Glenn, I've got a question because,
yeah,
you know, when we were having the major gopher problems, my husband decided to go to Cabela's, the big sporting goods store, and purchase a gun. He was like, I'm going to just pop them, you know, and it wasn't a big gun or anything like that. But my husband, who is an officer in the military, was there for about 2 hours with all sorts of, like, background checks and gun checks and firing checks and all this kind of, like, complete crap that they have to go through. And it was so long, I was falling asleep on the floor of Cabela's, and we finally just left. We were like, keep the gun. This is ridiculous. It takes too long. I did not know that you could just trade for guns. Is that legal? Can you just, like,
yeah,
hey,
you can sell your
gun.
You're supposed to, if they're registered, you're supposed to, like, tell somebody. But, yeah, you can sell your gun or trade your gun if you want. I think in
that
Wyoming, you pretty much do whatever you want.
You can shoot them. I don't care. let's see. Mel Donald sent in the next one.
From Australia.
From Australia, and the address is in New South Wales. I currently have a white mare for sale. White mare for sale. She has blue eyes. She is roughly 13 hands and roughly 4 years old. When we bought her 8 months ago, we were told she was broken in and tame. But after 2 days of owning her, she went wild. She runs around the paddock and will not let you near her. She needs her teeth checked. If you purchase her, you must help catch her. You're good luck with that. I bet she needs her teeth checked. I'm sure that is not the worst problem that she's having right now, by the way. The fact that you can't catch her and the fact that you bought a drugged horse was probably the worst problem. Thank you, Mel Donald, for sending that one in.
That's funny. I'm going to go right to the runner-up next, if you don't mind, Jamie.
Okay.
This runner-up is from Celeste Coulter. I think she's a new submitter. I don't remember her name, but thank you, Celeste, for sending this in. This is Good Trail Horse, $1,000. This is out of Virginia. Cheyenne is a 16-year-old paint mare that has been my trail horse for the last 4 years. She will go wherever you point her head. That's a good thing. Well, I just had this vision of her riding backwards and going wherever you pointed her butt. I don't know. She'll go wherever you point her head. We'll ride down the side of the road or on a trail through the woods and not spook at anything. She does have some go in her, but it never been uncontrollable. But she does need someone that does know how to ride. And she is not a kid's horse, and I am not saying that she need more than am advanced beginner rider and have no trouble with her. She don't have paperwork, but pervious owner never put her in her their name.
Now, can I just point out, Glenn,
Let me try that sentence again.
The whole thing is one sentence.
I did that. You try it.
I haven't pre-read. I'll just see what I can come up with. Cheyenne is a 16-year-old paint mare that has been my trail horse for the last 4 years. She will go ever you point her head. She will ride down the side of the road on a trail through the woods, will not spook at anything. She does have some go in her, but never been uncontrollable. She does need someone that does know how to ride, and she is not a kid's horse, and I am not saying that she is bad, but she does need more than that, advanced beginner rider and have no trouble with her. She does have paperwork, and the pervious owner never put it in her name. She is 14, one hand. She is too small for me and want to start going on longer rides, and no, she knows the right horse for me in doing that.
Woohoo! Very good. You're much better at that than I am. You either have more lung power or you just have more hot air. I'm not sure which, but you're much better at that.
Well,
little bit of both. Go ahead. Do you want to read the rest of it?
Yeah, she says she has had some babies, and I do have some pictures of them. Okay, who cares?
No period. No period. All one sentence, Glenn.
I know.
No.
And they're all built like tanks like she is. Breed to the right thing. She would throw one heck of a future barrel horse. Apparently, barrel horses are fat. She could go English or Western. We'll take $1,000. The best offer for a taller, advanced, beginner safe horse that is a Paint, Appaloosa, or Spotted Saddle horse or Quarter horse that is not red. She's very biased, this woman. She apparently doesn't like redheads.
Whew. She wants a Quaker horse that is not red.
Yeah, almost like a Quaker
Celeste,
horse. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. I love it. The winner is actually her first submission, Tammy Schreiber. Amazing.
Congratulations,
horse, amazing.
Tammy.
Yeah. We'll tell you what you win here in a second. Horse amazing bay mare. I have a sound aptic bay mare. She is about 15-2 hands high. She is very sweet and has never kicked and has never bit. And she's wonderful with children of all ages. Anyone can ride. I mean anyone. I ride her in gymkhana, trail rides, in the river, roping, jumping, and a little dressage. She can be safe and slow with the little ones and fast for the ones that want to go fast. I have to part with her because I live on my own and I'm only 23 and it's getting very hard to take care of her. I've had her for about 6 years, and I rescued her at an auction. She will just warm your heart with her eyes and will be the best horse you could have. See for yourself. Give me a call. I know that horses are wild animals, and it is nearly impossible to find a horse that is bomb-proof. Poppycock, she is the definition of bomb-proof. She is amazing. Horses are not wild animals, by the way. They are domesticated animals. So, you're wrong. The problem that will probably turn your heads away from her is her age, but don't let her age fool you. She has a twinkle in her eye and a passion in her heart. My vet told me himself that she has a lot left and she acts 15 years younger. Now, so far, this horse, anybody can ride. She will go fast. She will go slow. She will gallop. She is bomb-proof. She is amazing. Well, turns out she's 30. She is 30 years old, but please let me explain it to you. In 2011, I won overall fourth place throughout the year with my Gymkhana club. I'm a heavy set girl in the 270-pound range. Just imagine someone a lot skinnier on her, what you could gain speed and passion together. Everyone that has met Charity thinks she's just all around the greatest horse, and you will too. Just one look at her won't hurt. Come try her out. Bring your family or friends if you want. They can all try her out. I promise you won't be sorry. I'll text you a pic of her. The one I have of her is a little bit dirty. If you're ready for this amazing girl, give me a call. Come out and see her for yourself. My name is Megan. I'm sorry I don't have texting, but you can call me anytime. Anytime! And I'll help you out. I give young children and adults lessons. If you need a lesson on her, I will give them to you for free if you take her. All I want is a good home for her. She is the best thing that could happen to be now, and it is my turn to give her to someone that needs her more than I do. Oh, and one other thing. She was just trimmed. She has bare feet, teeth floated, and nothing's wrong with her. She is just very healthy. It just won't hurt to look. She's 30.
She did everything but get on her hands and knees and beg you to come to the
Exactly. Poppycock. She is the definition of bomb-proof. That's because she's blind and deaf and crippled. Bless her heart. Why are you giving her away? Please, don't give her away. Just keep her till she dies. You got like a year left. I mean, you can euthanize her and do her a better favor than just giving her away to anybody who will take her. Poppycock.
Now, I had an old pony that was in her 30s, and she was still great. We still drove her and everything. But the line that got me is I have to part with her because I live on my own, and I'm only 23, and it's getting very hard to take care of her. The horse is older than she is.
I know. The horse is 30, for God's sake. And this is not a pony. This is a Aptix bay mare, okay? She's 15, too. She is wonderful. Anyone can ride because why were you running that horse around last year in Jim Kahana's at the age of 29? And you're 270 pounds. I'm sorry, this one, I'm going to go get that horse just so I can help her out.
Here we go again.
It's only in Queen Creek. So apparently Tammy lives in Arizona, unless Queen Creek is, you know, somewhere else. But there's one not too far from me. So congratulations, Tammy. Tell her what she wins, Glenn.
Of course, Tammy wins that Equinite jewelry. And we're going to, you want to send your address to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. And she will get you in touch with the Equinite people, and they said that they would work with you a little bit on what you want over there. Neat tendon is the one thing that they were wanting to give away, so they'll work with you a little bit, I think. So congratulations on that. They're a good group, and you did a great job in winning that cool jewelry. Now, before we go away for the day, we actually got through the show, thank God. Whew, that's something. My brother, there's one thing about moving to Florida that we were warned about, and that is the critters, the different bugs and creatures and critters that you find in Florida. And remember, we did a show on Ocala, and we had the guy on that's president of the association here in the Equestrian neighborhood we live in, and he warned us about all of the creatures. Remember that, Jamie?
Yes.
And then Wednesday we got told about the scorpions or whatever the hell it is that we also have here that you have over there. And then my brother this morning, and of course we've had multiple snake sightings here right around the house. And then my brother posts just a couple minutes ago on his Facebook page something that I didn't really want to see a picture of because it's really gross. And it is, they are called broad-headed skinks. And he has a picture of two of them coming out of a hole that live in the hollow tree next to their house. And by the way, he's about 2 miles from us. Oh, they are the ugliest thing. What the hell even are they? Broadheaded.
You know what? I actually saw that picture as well. And to me, I thought it looked like two giant claws coming out of the tree. Like there was a huge animal attached to it. Like it was the two claws and what was going to follow was like human sized. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, wouldn't that freak you out if you saw those things coming out of the tree next to your house and didn't have any clue what they were?
Let me tell you that I was moving we have these, like, when we first moved in here, there's some bricks and stuff that are leaning up against a tree in the back, and finally I'm like, I'm sick of it. I got to move these bricks. And I'm picking them up, and as I get, they're stacked on top of each other. They're really thin, like lawn bricks or whatever. And I get to the last one, and Chad was probably about 20, 30 feet away, I started screaming. Wah! Wah! And then I started laughing because I screamed so loud that it made me laugh. Because at the very bottom under the last brick was like a giant, oddly colored, like rainbow crazy lizard that and it just sat there. And I had one more brick to move, and it was sitting on top of the last brick, and it wouldn't move. And it was, oh, it's awful. It scared me to death. And yeah, the brick is still sitting there, by the way. I couldn't do it.
I'd be with you, I think. I don't like snakes. Jennifer doesn't like spiders so much, and she's having to get used to the millions of spiders we've been putting up the fence, which I got to talk to you about next week. We were putting up the fence, and the day before we had put the posts in, and we had put the insulators on all the posts. And every insulator, as we were putting the tape up the next day, every insulator on every post had a spider on it. Every single
Ew.
One, the little tiny spiders. And Jennifer's like, I can't do this. So we're learning. One of these days, we're just going to have our listeners chime in on the grossest animal they've ever come across at their farms, because I'm sure there's some interesting ones. Well, that's it for this week. We made it through the show. Yay. Let's hope we can do it again Monday. We'll be back at 9 a.m. Eastern. Have a terrific weekend, Jamie, and we'll talk to you again Monday.
Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great one. Spay, neuter, and geld. And ride.
The Appealers, everybody. I need it after this week.
By the way, Nancy Clark and Susan Nelson think that Mick Jagger is disgusting as well. Woo-hoo!